Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
They took me in the ambulance to a decompression chamber where you have to be for 8 hours.
So how big is the chamber?
It's small. This is the thing. And it's exactly like a submarine, but it's not under the water. And the worst part is that they locked me up with this crazy bohemian because it was in the Bahamas. And they don't let you go to sleep. So they have this guy there to smack you.
No.
Yes. If you go to sleep. And he's so bored because this is his job. So he's praying that you go to sleep so he can come and
of those down here in the Florida Keys. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Vintage Dive Day. Quite an event. Now we are the folks making sure this thing runs smoothly, and they've done a phenomenal job. I'm here with Terrence Teisel again. How you doing there, Terrence?
Good to see you. How are you?
Good to see you. It's been hard to get you out of the water. You've just been going like 24/7 since I got here, and you're all geared up, ready to jump in again. Is that the case?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we're just making sure everybody gets relaxed with the old stuff because it's pretty different from what people are used to. So
yeah, but as Jerry the Diver Guy said, it breathes really, really easily. It's really shocking. He just said, "Wow, this thing works much better than you kind of expect." And it's just like more things change, the more they stay the same. It's just they look cooler now, right?
Well, I don't know if they look cooler now. I'm kind of partial to
this
stuff.
There's that. So how many units do you have here now?
Because you had
a bunch last year.
But we did. Like, yeah, we've got 10. Yeah. And then a lot of the divers, after they help the first time get some personal gear of their own like this, they go out and we help them recondition their stuff. So I think we probably have 13 to 15 regs, but we're just running 10 in the water now.
Okay, gotcha. And we were talking about this earlier. If you were to have one of these that was operational, you got it for, you know, refurbished and all that kind of stuff, how much would these things cost? Like they pop up on eBay, I assume, every now and then, don't they? But do you have any idea what they ballpark for?
It depends if somebody's trying to liquidate a collection. Sometimes that you'll get them that way. You'll be lucky to stumble on a dive shop. But on eBay, you're probably going to pay anywhere from $200 to $350. And that's probably maybe diveable, but you got to have it checked out by somebody that not only is a technician but knows this stuff too. So.
Right, but if it happens to be like Neil Watson, the Dive God's unit from back in the day, it's going to be worth millions, right?
Well, it has
a backstory.
Exactly, yeah.
You have a few, I guess, do you?
Not with really backstories. I mean, it's just, I'm a big person in diving these things because it depresses me to see them kept in a mummified state somewhere. These things were designed to dive, and now if you tune them up right and rig them right, they're as good breathers as anything that's out there.
That's awesome. So you're doing the double hose. Have you done this helmet stuff yourself too?
I have. We actually used to we had a Mark V when I was a diving safety officer at Texas A&M, so we would put the students on Mark V's, super lights, Gorskis, you name it. We would get those students in as much different kind of dive gear as possible.
Well, it's awesome work you guys do, and this is just one of NAWI's programs that they do to kind of just do outreach for the community and kind of keep people active. How do you guys look at it from that perspective?
NAWI's mission today, as it has been for a decade doing this, is to help the museum raise money. Every dime that comes into this goes to the museum. We don't touch any of it. We're volunteering our time. NAWI's paying for our food while we're down here. And then anything that the locals do to help us, like put us up for the evening or something like that, really helps. So, yeah, everything goes to the museum.
That's so great that you guys do that. And it's a worthy cause. That is quite a facility.
It is.
Down the road. And we're going to stop over there, I'm sure, before I head back north myself. So you're doing this for Vintage Dive Day. You have other plans for doing these across the country? Or is this kind of a pilot project thing or one-off kind of deal or what?
Well, it started off, I think, with a pretty skeptical Lisa. And then we showed that we could do this safely and get some of her patrons in there. And now it's really grown. We were at a high school on Thursday. We did an entire day with multiple classes of certified divers there, all high school kids, and they were great in the water. They don't need weight.
Right.
So it was really neat. And then, anybody that, if there's a fundraiser that we can help with, we'd love to help. Because this stuff wants to be dove. It speaks to me.
Yeah. Well, that is cool. You got a cool little hobby or side project that you do with all the training and everything that you guys do. I know you're like the big kahuna of training at Maui. Is that the official title or what?
I think it is kahuna.
Okay. Big kahuna, grand poobah.
Okay.
But a great friend I've known for many, many years, and it's good to see you, Terrence.
Yeah, it's always good to see you, too.
You're always doing great work,
when
man.
You,
keep
you
it up.
Getting in the water today with
well,
us?
No, I did it last year. I let Jerry the diver guy, and I tried to slip your guy $50 not to bring him back, but they said, no, we're too professional for that.
So next time, let's go on a real dive with this stuff.
Yeah.
Let's go out.
Go hit the reef and do something.
Whatever. Yeah,
oh, okay. All right. Well, that might have to be in the cards for sure. Yeah, they're always doing cool stuff. All right. Good to see you, Terrence. All right. Well, let's go. Let's see who else we got over here. Lisa has been running around like a madman, or madwoman, I should say, from the History of Diving Museum. And I think I lost her. She was just there a minute ago, but she's running around. And, of course, Kenny from Sweetwater Scuba. He's out on the dock here at Jules Mermaid Christens. Hey, this is her first Vintage Dive Day. What do you think of this whole event? It's pretty nice, isn't it?
That's not my name.
What did I say? Mermaid Kristen?
That's not my name.
What do you mean that's not your name? Of course it's your name. What name do you want me to call you? The one that we're not allowed to say on the air?
What?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. What would you prefer to be called?
You already know. We have already come up with it, but for some reason you deny it.
Well, you're working to become Captain Kristen.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. And that's it? But you're not there yet. You're working on getting your captain's license.
Never mind.
Okay.
No, I think it's awesome. I think it's really cool. We got some cool videos of Jerry the diver guy trying to go down underwater and then setting him up with his weights to make sure that he was good, neutrally buoyant going down.
Yeah, he has a little extra insulation, which makes him more buoyant, doesn't it? How much weight did he have to put on?
I don't remember. I wasn't counting.
You weren't looking at him that way?
I was just watching them do it.
Yeah. I just saw him down there right before he went down. He goes, hey, where's Gay Bigfoot? I saw him. I heard he said that, and I don't know what that means, but I don't think Bigfoot dives here in the Keys. He's more of a northern creature.
I think he's looking more for Aquaman.
Possibly. Okay.
He's trying to make Barry a little jealous.
Yeah, is that right, Jerry? Yeah. Just say yeah.
No.
Yeah, of course. It is. So, have you even dried off yet, or are you still soaking wet? Okay. You kind of look wet. He's all wet still.
Because I got splashed over there, Greg.
Is that what the lady in the Mark V splashed you when she came up out? What?
No, the girl helping them splash me.
Wanted Jerry the diver guy in a wet t-shirt do the whole contest thing going on there?
Well, you was drooling earlier when I come up out of the water, Greg.
That was because the guy I offered to pay $50 for wouldn't take the money. It was too professional.
Sure, Greg. Sure.
Hey, your train's leaving, buddy. You better hop on board. Hey, Lisa.
Yes, sir.
So this has been just a phenomenal event, as always, but one of several events that you do throughout the year if you come down here to the History of Diving Museum, right?
Correct. We do. We have featured exhibits. We have guided tours once a month on the weekends. We have talks on the third Wednesday of every month. We have a plethora of fun things and activities to join in on.
Yes. And monthly programs, like if you go to the website, you sign up for the newsletter. Is that how you get access to it? Or you got to become a member or a little bit of both or what?
Well, anybody can get our newsletter. We are a nonprofit, so we appreciate our sponsors and our members. And whether you're a diver located in the Keys or not, that membership helps us to do educational outreach. It helps us to do things like this. It helps us to dive into reading and go into school. So we appreciate our members. But our newsletter comes out twice a month at the beginning of the month. And then we usually send a reminder before an event just to, you know, get the date.
Yeah, keep you in sync with the program, that they're always doing something new and cool at the History of Diving Museum, like Vintage Dive Day, you know. So plan accordingly for next year for sure. Sign up in the meantime at divingmuseum.org and check out marinelab.org. On that note, till next time, remember, it's always better where Neil, where Slate?
Downward is wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.